coming here to Nepal, it has been relatively straightforward to identify two of the jewels of the triple jewels of Buddhism. The Buddha himself, both ideas about him and his image are absolutely everywhere, as is the Sangha. Here in Kathmandu, there are monks and nuns at every street corner. But what has been harder to pin down is the Dharma itself, the belief system, the philosophy, the religion, whatever you want to call it, of Buddhism. Maybe it's unrealistic of me to expect there to be one single definition for such a broad concept. The Buddha himself said the Dharma was like the salt of the oceans of the world, a universal taste.
So the Buddha implied the Dharma could be tasted anywhere by anyone. But the question for me as a historian is how that taste of the Buddhist Dharma could become universal. Practically, how Buddhism established itself as a global belief system. Buddha's teachings were charismatic and radical for their time, but as with all big new ideas, they needed a groundswell of popular support, or a patron, or both, to gain a firm foothold and to really fly. While there was grassroots interest in what he had to say, it was about 200 years after the Buddha's death that Buddhism got a major boost. In 250 BC, the ruthless, all-powerful Emperor Ashoka, who controlled most of ancient India, proved Buddhism's greatest ally.
Ashoka was haunted by the memory of the blood that he'd acquired on his hands as a result of the cut and thrust of his rise to power, and he decided to turn to the good. And in order to realize that ambition, he vigorously promoted Buddhist ideals right across the Indian subcontinent.
According to Buddhist tradition, in the centuries following Ashoka's sponsorship of Buddha's ideas, the philosophy evolved into at least 18 different schools. One of these, the Theravada, still survives today and is mainly associated with South and Southeast Asia. Another came to be called the Mahayana, the Great Vehicle or Way, now most often found in North and East Asia. Ashoka, by embracing Buddhism, put a particular emphasis on the consequences of his actions, on what he thought and how he lived in the world, on his karma. Karma is a word well known in the West today. It has its roots in early Indian belief systems, but the value of karma became a fundamentally important Buddhist concept, and one that I'm going to explore at the Temple of the Tooth in Kandy, Sri Lanka, our next wonder of the Buddhist world.